HKX Mobile.
Another scenic route on the way coming back through some little towns that you don't often get to see. Headed right now over to the hospital to see my ex-neighbor. One of them's in the hospital for some kind of infection.
Things all right, comes out all right.
Plan on salivatory gland right there by her ear is all swollen up for some reason.
The grandkids all doing okay?
Doing well, and they were wide open.
Did you see Grandpa and Grandma too? He'll be glad you're back. It's been quiet for him the past 2 mornings.
Not as quiet as the radio up there. I mean, I could make the repeater up there in Danville, but I never could raise anybody. And then I even put over to plugged in the GMRS FRS. I just let it scan those the whole time I was up there to see if it was worth it for the daughter, and I couldn't raise anybody.
Surprising that there's nothing up there, but not really, because, I mean, look at where I'm at. I hardly hear anything either. Hear a little bit of GMRS because of DuPont Forest with the FRS radios, but that's about it.
Better off probably with an 11-meter radio.
Thing about 11 meters, everybody's just about got one of those.
Yeah, you just about, you know, raise somebody if you had to.
Take a little bit to raise them because I have to drag them out of the garage and the hall closet and the basement and get them hooked back up. Since the invention of the cell phone, nobody wants to use a radio, I believe.
Right about that. And I know my brother bought an RV and it had one in it. And the first thing he did was take it out. So he's supposed to give it to me. I may carry it up there and give it to the daughter or whatever. He's traveling tomorrow to Madison, Wisconsin. The nephew is getting his master's degree getting ready to go to school for his master's for quantum computing.
To work tomorrow?
Yep, Roger. I should be on the air regular time in the morning.
It's been quiet for Andrew because I'm usually just getting on the radio right as he's going in, and I missed him altogether this morning.
Meet him in the morning. Maybe I'll get on a few minutes early, give him the time, you know, give him time to chit-chat anyway.
Listening to the repeater, you'll probably catch him here in a little while.
Yeah, now at the hospital, so here in Greer. So I'm going to say 73s, and we should be done in about the next hour or so. So I'll catch up with you later. I hope you have a good one. KN4 TFW.
Susan, have a good afternoon. If I don't talk to you again, and I'll talk to you in the morning, KO4 HKX. And I'm mobile and monitoring.
4ZEW, mobile.
ZEW, is that right? KO4HKX.
This is Ben. I'm going to pick up my daughter from school, and this is one of the best things to do past time in the car line, is hang out on the radio if someone's around.
That, I am starting my drive home. I've got done early today, so, and got things I got to get done this afternoon, so I got about an hour ride home.
Sometimes Blythe and I swap out and I pick up our middle schoolers, so that changes my time from 2:45 to 3:45.
Well, roger that, depending on which one you got to get first, I'm sure. But you're breaking up coming into the repeater. I don't know if you're still mobile or not.
Hole. I'm in a hole, so I should be clear in a minute here.
I mean, I can make out most of what you're saying, but it's just broken up a little bit.
Now we're going through a dip, a long dip in the road, and I'm down here between Simpsonville and Malden on Highway 14.
Down there then. I'm up here in between Cherrydale and TR, right in front of Furman College or University.
Yeah, it's a little patchy out here. I'm on a 10-50 watt, so depending on the terrain, it gets a little patchy, but it's pretty consistent.
Already, or are you just working a different shift?
I work at home most of the time. I've got a client in Florence. I work on the computers at the hospital there. I go there 1 week out of the month, and the rest of the time I'm working from my basement. I don't have to do the commuting, so we're at a bus range, so I have to pick up the kids, and that's $200 a month in gas.
With you, I trade that, but spend that about every day.
Be a field tech for Duke Energy. Drove a van around to different locations and worked on stuff, and big E350, and man, I went through some gas.
Well, I'm driving a 24-foot box truck. I own a mobile tool business.
Cool. So are you like a Snap-on, like a competitor of yours, that sort of thing?
Yes. That is, I own the franchise, and, but that's what I'm doing.
You're in the car. We're in the truck. Got, what, 6 hours a day?
A lot longer than that. Just getting done early today. It's been kind of slow, but I leave the house at 5:30. So I'm usually in here anywhere from 10 to 14 hours a day.
It's working out for you. I know there can be a lot of ups and downs in your cell phones, but yeah. A lot of time in the car, though.
No, it's working out for me. It's, like I said, it has its good days and bad days. Today was a little slow, but it wasn't terrible. And who's going to complain about getting off early every once in a while?
That's always nice.
Maintaining the computers at the hospital, or are you doing a new system? What kind of thing are you doing for them?
This is going in, but live in December. What it's going to do is it's going to connect everything. It's the cloud health down in Florence, and it's going to all their hospitals be on the same system, all their ambulatory clinics, the home care, the urgent care. They're all going to communicate and be on a single software platform. So no matter where you go, your patient record, your current record is sitting there waiting for you. And so it's real interesting.
I like the My Chart kind of thing.
It's epic. And I work on the home care module. So I work on home health and home hospice. Whenever a nurse has to go to somebody's home, that's like my specialty.
Well, all I can say is make sure you keep it safe.
Yeah, that's the idea. I've seen a connected EMR save life before. The kid had an allergy registered at a pediatrician's office. Went to the ER one night. The computer systems weren't connected. It was penicillin allergy, so they gave him a shot of amoxicillin, and the kid had an allergic reaction and died because they didn't have that record, connected. And so the hospital didn't know he had, he had that allergy.
Definitely bad, but be good when they get that up. But at the same time, as the vulnerability of somebody getting into it. So KO4HKX for ID.
BEW. Yeah. There's that. Is this going to become a nanny state? You know, all information collected and connected. But Sweden has kind of the model for it. They've got universal healthcare, and so they, for research purposes, having all that data in one place just really helps them. They just, you know, data mine for whatever problem they're facing, and it's worked out real well.
As there's no replacing experience and documentation on stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. So that's what I've been doing for the past 8 years. I said before that I was with Duke Energy and I was a field engineer with them. So it was a nice difference going from riding the van around to sitting in my basement in the air conditioning. But I don't know. I don't get to talk to too many people, so hey, that's why I picked up radio.
That I talk to the same people over and over all the time, so it's nice to have a break in between shops, or if you need just to get away for a little bit, have the radio and somebody else to talk to about a completely different subject or meet somebody new.
This spring, start some of the regulars here on this. I dial into the net in the evening sometime, and that's a good group of people on this repeater. I guess this is the Blue Ridge Amateur Club repeater as opposed to the Upstate.
Blue Ridge Amateur Society's Club repeater, yes. And, yeah, everybody's been great since I've been on here. I got my license September of, 2020?
And I asked because I went, I drove out to Seneca to do my test, and that was with the Upstate Amateur Radio. It wasn't Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
I'm sure I talked to some of those over there, but I don't know right offhand who is where or what. But this repeater is usually really active and has been getting more active lately, so it's good to hear.
This one's been real busy. I've listened around to like Paris Mountain and the Green Forest.
So you broke up on that one. I got that you, the Paris Mountain and Mount Mitchell. But other than that, you were in the weeds.
Yeah, the other group uses Mount Mitchell pretty much. That's sort of their home repeater. This was definitely the most active that I've
seen. So you know, there is a nightly net at 9 o'clock. We'd love to have you check in every night, and you'll get to meet the regulars then. Everybody's around, and just have a good time.
Before I was licensed, I had a Bearcat scanner. I would listen to some of them at night just to hear what people say and what the protocol is and what kind of a group. I'm listening about, I don't know, 4 days a week, 3 or 4 days a week.
Check in with us one night and introduce yourself to everybody. But there is also a pre-net check-in on the website, and you can check in over EchoLink and APRS also.
I gotta check that out. So my Kenwood is my mobile. Got a Yaesu handheld at the house. I don't have a base station yet. And playing around with antennas, I actually got that Yaesu to hit that repeater 5 watts from Simpsonville. So it was pretty scattered, but I was amazed that it actually picked it up.
From down there. So which Kenwood you got in mobile?
Borrowed off a buddy of mine. It's the Kenwood TM700.
Radio, I've got one of those also. I'm talking to you on the Kenwood 710 GA right now, though.
That's like the replacement of the replacement for the replacement for this one, I think.
In the head unit, and you have to add it to that one and a little different screen.
I And if I used it as much as you probably do, I'd probably get something top of the line. And I'm still kind of feeling around for what features I'm using and what the most. So it's good I was able to borrow this one and kick it around and see, you know, what do I want to get out of it so I can shop around and know what I'm looking for.
Well, just so you know, on Wednesday night, they have what is called the SwapNet. Gary gets on there and people are buying and selling and trading stuff on the radio equipment, so might be a good chance to listen to it and check in that night.
Check in on 9 o'clock on this channel.
For HTX.
Talk about and again try to narrow it down before I spend some serious money.
A group of guys on here to ask questions if you want to. You can pretty much find out anything about a radio you want to on here somewhere.
I've heard all kinds of stuff. Half of it's over my head, but I'm getting there. I'm already studying for my general license so I can open up my shortwave stuff. But, now, I learn something every day doing that.
Oh, yeah. There is I went and got my general back in November of last year. So I upgraded to my general then. But it does open a whole new world for you.
It opens a whole new world, literally. That's where you can get the national and international shot. It's way down there. 160 meter.
You also have the digital modes you can get into with your technician license where you can talk around the world over IP, over the internet.
There's so much. It's just completely interesting.
Nobody else has chimed in here, but this time of day I guess everybody's eating their lunch or taking their siesta.
I'm one of those early lunch people. I eat about 11:30. I don't like a crowded restaurant, but I'm also usually eat at home, but it's like that's just what I'm used to. I'm not one of these 1, 2 o'clock lunch people.
The time I eat a sandwich is I'm going down the road just whenever I have time to get it in. But today I stopped and ate lunch with a couple of shop owners on Tuesdays. So keep that friendship and relationship going.
And, you know, the business world, that's what it's about, the relationships and getting good repeat business and just everybody's helping everybody else make their life better. Like I said, for you, it's tools. And, you know, world of difference if you have the right tool for the job. You don't want to pound a screw with a hammer.
No, sir. And, but overall, you'll like this repeater if the more you get on here and get to know everybody. You'll have a good time with them.
Like you said, I'm surprised no one else has really chimed in. Usually there's mid-afternoon, there's 3 or 4 people.
They're sandbagging.
They're just lurking, right?
Mark, KN4CH12.
Keith, here comes one of them.
Heard y'all carrying on. I just come in here a few minutes ago, just kind of hanging out and listening. Repeater sounds like it's going down below my squelch again, so I was kind of refraining.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of a remark there, Patrick. We're talking about the rest of us, KN4VWA.
Steve. And I told you they'd come out here in a minute. Get them woke up.
Woke them up, all right.
Name of the crop.
Patrick, I have been working on this code plug from scratch. And have determined that it's time to ditch this network. I hadn't done one from scratch in a long time. You know, it's fine for just going in and doing it week. Man, this thing is
all close
for doing one from scratch.
Plug from DMR from scratch is a job. But if you would like, I can email you the one I have, and then you can modify it to what you want to.
And I'm good on QRZ. It's basically my call sign and email. But yeah, the one I'm working on currently is for an old MSL. It's a new.
I think you emailed or texted me your email address there the other day also. So I'll try to get that to you this week.
I'm still working on this thing, so it's gonna be a few days before I can actually get to the penny cone again. But yeah, it's time for a new computer, I think.
Get a computer though. It's a logistics problem. It took me 2 months to get a new laptop last summer.
Generally a Mac guy, and I have refrained from putting Windows on this current Mac that I have. But it's time to do something. So I'm probably going to get like a Mac repair and do a boot camp installation of Windows so I can do the ham radio stuff too. Roger, Apple used to call it boot camp. I don't know if they still call it by that name, but yeah, you could do a separate partition and run Windows on it also. A lot of people use VMs, but it just seems to be a little tidier when you do a proper install on it.
Do that with Windows and Linux and just do the... Just have it dual boot, have it on the same machine instead of doing an emulation with the VMware. But it can get rough.
Yeah, I think the VMware and the other one that I used to run Parallels for Mac, I think they have gotten a lot better, but back when I was messing with them, you would have problems with serial port type stuff on the Windows side. So that's kind of why I refrained from the VMs and went to actually dual booting. And I don't use Windows a lot. I use Windows every day for work, but that's work. So I don't use it a lot on personal machines. It's mainly for doing ham radio stuff because most of this stuff is Windows based over.
I didn't have a week's time to get something set up and a driver configured and get things working, so I'm pretty much a Windows and Mac guy at this point. I need the thing to work.
I'm going to jump out. I'm getting close to the state line, so I'll lose the repeater. Good to talk to y'all this afternoon, and look forward to talking to you again on down the law, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Which one is Steve? I'm getting confused now.
He is 4BWA. I thought he was in there. Maybe he left his suit.
Because I'm mobile, I'm not able to write down names and call signs. I'll eventually get it by voice, but it's going to take me a while.
I'm having problems on this end too. I'm over, so it's a bit of a hop to the repeater, and it seems like it's having an issue. I barely heard an ID just then.
Picking up my daughter at school, so sometimes the building can get in the way. I'm way down here in Simpsonville near Five Forks.
They're looking at doing some stuff with it to help improve it. Probably gonna be a little while, but. Dave was saying that they have like dangling coax basically, and when the wind blows, it creates a lot of static. So that may be part of the day because I know it was a little breezy out there earlier.
That could cause a problem. You got any good climbers in the group?
Test that over all together. Come back and try it again.
July I'm having some trouble too. So I'm going to tip. I'll pull up, pick up my daughter. This is KO4ZEW. I'm clear.
Have good talking to you. Maybe we can catch up again. KO4ZEW, KN4BHY. I will be clear and going back to work.